Horns up and welcome to a brand new episode of Headbangers Kitchen. Once again, I have skipped wearing my chef's coat and opted for this lovely white kill chain t-shirt, but that's because it's too damn hot in Mumbai and today I've got the perfect recipe to beat the heat. We're going to be making ice cream at home. Yup, and this is not complicated at all. This is a two ingredient ice cream. So that's just the base flavor, and then you can like just make any kind of flavor that you want. So we're going to make three incredible flavors. We're going to do a coffee ice cream, we're going to do a Oreo cookie ice cream because everybody loves Oreos, and we're going to do a Nutella ice cream. Yeah, so three incredible ice cream recipes to beat the heat. Let's go and make some delicious ice cream. So this ice cream really needs only two things: condensed milk and whipping cream. Now it's really important that you get whipping cream, because in India we have this Amul cream which everyone uses, which is 25% fat. You do not want that one. You are looking for 30% or more fat in the cream. Yeah, so guys who live outside India, you won't have any issue with this, but if you're living in India, you need to find 30% fat whipping cream. That's important. So this recipe is super simple. So now what I'm doing is I'm taking about 600 ml of cream and I'm going to whip that up into nice soft peaks, and then I'm going to divide this into three so that we have three separate ice creams, and each one will be a different flavor, like I said, coffee, Nutella and Oreo cookie. So for the coffee ice cream, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to mix espresso powder with the condensed milk and going to whisk it all together till it's nicely incorporated. Then I'm going to take 1/3 of that whipped cream and I'm going to add it to this mixture and whip it to soft peaks, and just keep whipping it till you get a nice soft whipped fluffy cream. And make sure you taste it to ensure that it's not too sweet, because if it's too sweet you can add a little more of the cream, you know, but generally it's a ratio of half of the condensed milk to half the amount of whipped cream. For me at least, I find anything more than that too sweet. For our chocolate ice cream, I'm going to take our condensed milk and I'm going to add a tablespoon of cocoa powder to that, and that's going to give it that rich chocolatey taste. Then I'm going to add Nutella and I'm going to whisk that all together. Now once that all comes together, I'm going to add a little bit of the cream into that and just get it to all incorporate really nicely. Then I'm going to add the remainder of the cream and whip it to soft peaks. Now if you want a little more chocolatey flavor like I did, I added a little bit more of the cocoa powder, and then you whisk that again till it's all done. Then put it in your dish and put it in the freezer. It needs to chill for about 3 hours or more. In fact, the longer the better. And finally, for our Oreo cookie ice cream, I'm going to take that leftover cream and I'm going to whip it some more to soft peaks. Now once you've got soft peaks, you're going to add in a teaspoon of vanilla extract and your condensed milk and whisk, 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 whisk till you get the nice consistency you're looking for. Then finally, I'm going to add our crushed Oreo cookies, and then I'm just going to fold that into the mixture. I'm not going to whip it anymore. Just going to fold it till it's all nicely incorporated. Put it in your ice cream dish and then chuck it in the freezer for about 3 hours or more. It's a brand new day and I am once again skipping my chef coat and opting for this lovely white bacon tadka t-shirt, which you can buy from www.redwolf.in, and I suggest you go and pick one up ASAP. Anyway, it's a new day. Our ice cream has been chilling overnight in the freezer and now it's time to get it out and taste it. We got that delicious coffee flavored ice cream. Ooh, that looks good. We have the beautiful chocolatey Nutella flavored ice cream. And finally, we have that scrumptious Oreo cookie ice cream. They all look beautiful. Now it's time to taste, but I'm not going to taste it. I had said before that if you guys wanted to come and taste the food, just let me know. So we've got some special guests on the show today to taste the food. So welcome back guys, I'm here with Vinny and Karen, who both are fans of the show, and they're here to taste the ice cream. Vinny is tasting the Oreo cookie ice cream and Karen is tasting the coffee ice cream. So yeah, go for it girls.
Would I hate a coffee? Oh my god.
Yeah, I didn't like it too sweet, so I gave it a bit of a...
Who prefer it
less
sweet?
I
want
to
taste that.
No, sorry.
Give!
Where you guys want to taste each other's ice cream?
She's not
going to
taste the coffee.
You want to try? It's ice.
It.
And I'm caught in the middle, as you can see.
Oh my god,
it's really nice. That's really good.
Next pop.
No. I'll give you a separate bowl each after this.
Yeah.
No, but it's really amazing.
Yeah.
I can't believe
this is no churn.
And trust me, these are not scripted reactions. So anyway, thank you girls for being on the show. And
thank
I think
you.
They've given the ice cream the thumbs up.
Double thumbs up.
Please try it.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And remember, I lived up to my promise of having you guys, the fans, come and taste the food. So now we're going to wait for the next set of fans to come and taste the chocolate ice cream. Okay guys, so I'm here now with Alan and Siddharth, and they're going to taste the Nutella chocolate ice cream. So guys, dig in.
Alright. Too cool, man. Too tasty.
That's a good reaction, silence. Because you're busy eating.
So creamy. And it's just hitting all the pores in my mouth, you know, all those taste buds, it's nice.
Whatever he said.
So as you can see, the Nutella ice cream has also got the thumbs up from both Alan and Siddharth. And thank you guys for being on the show.
Thank you.
And thank you for watching.
Thank you guys.
And I guess, my pleasure, man. And I will see you guys on the next episode of Headbangers Kitchen. So cheers and keep cooking. That's all the tasting on camera at least.
I want this. This is so good.
I'll give you another serving of that.
Look, you must be having many people.
I'm so good.
This is all for us.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's
damn good.
This is too cool, buddy.
That's so smooth.
Yes.
Very smooth, yeah.
Like jazz.
Yeah.
Jazz.
Really smooth.